WCYB Digital Radio. This is today's cybercrime news. Royal Dirkzwager, a Dutch maritime logistics company, confirmed that it was hit with ransomware from the Play Group, the latest in a string of attacks targeting the shipping industry, according to the Record. The incident did not affect operations, though it did involve the theft of data from servers that held a range of contracts and personal information. Officials from the shipping giant, which provides information to more than 800 organizations in the maritime industry and registers more than 200,000 ship movements a year, confirmed they are in negotiations with the cybercriminals. From Newsday, Top Spin Partners, a Roslyn Heights, New York-based venture capital firm, was the victim of a cybersecurity breach. The incident compromised data, including social security numbers. While it remains unknown exactly who is affected, personal information about investors, often wealthy individuals, is typically closely guarded by venture capital firms. The company has retained legal counsel and hired a cybersecurity firm to investigate the full scope of the attack. U.S. law enforcement authorities arrested the person allegedly responsible for hacking the FBI in 2021, in Gadget reports. Connor Brian Fitzpatrick, also known by the alias Pom Pom Purin, took credit for compromising the agency's email servers and sending thousands of fake cybersecurity warnings. He later admitted to being the owner of breach forums and is also linked to the 2022 breach of the FBI's InfraGuard network, an incident that saw the contact information of its more than 80,000 members go on sale. QIMR Berghofer, a medical research institute based in Brisbane, Australia, suffered a data breach, according to ABC News. The revelations came as the institute continued to recruit Australians for scientific research, including the nation's biggest skin cancer study, without revealing it was the victim of a cyber attack, prompting widespread calls for tighter public disclosure laws. Authorities fear the personal information of over 1,000 people may have been accessed by hackers. From the U.S. Department of Justice, an Atlanta, Georgia man was sentenced to federal prison in connection with a multi-million-dollar international cyber and fraud scheme. Christian Kotzegbe reportedly perpetrated his criminal activities through email phishing, credential harvesting, and invoice fraud. He and his conspirators, one of whom is his brother who remains at large, allegedly scammed companies out of more than $12 million. Czech Republic-based General Bytes, who calls itself the world's largest blockchain, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency manufacturer, experienced a security breach, Crypto Newsflash reports. A hacker liquidated 56.28 bitcoins, which was valued at a staggering $1.5 million. Authorities say the stolen bitcoins were taken from approximately 15 to 20 crypto ATM operators in the US. The hacker could reportedly send funds from hot wallets, as well as download usernames, password hashes, and switch off two-factor authentication. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.